Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So welcome back to Carolina Focus on this Memorial Day weekend. Carolina Focus, your public affairs shows on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, Mix 107.9, and 92.7 610 Sports Radio WFNZ, always available as a podcast. Along with Sharon Thorsland, I'm Ed Billick. Coming up next, Dr. Hampton Hopkins, president of Carolina's College of Health Sciences here in Charlotte, discussing a program which helps nurses continue their education. Take it away, Sharon, right here on Carolina Focus.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us here this morning on Carolina Focus. I'm Sharon Thorsland. Well, you might have heard over the years there has been a nursing shortage, I think, for quite a while here now, and the COVID-19 pandemic has certainly made things even worse with the overwhelming of the healthcare profession in general. And nursing's a tough field right now, and it's tough maybe to even get more people to become nurses. So there is a new program, though, that is trying to address that and to help nurses advance their education. And we're going to learn a lot more about that this morning. It's called the Fair Transfer Promise Agreement. And joining me right now is Dr. Hampton Hopkins. He is the president of the Carolina's College of Health Sciences, which is located here in Charlotte. Dr. Hopkins, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, a lot of people here in Charlotte might not be aware that there is a College of Health Sciences, the Carolina's College of Health Sciences. It is owned by HM Health. Can you tell us a little bit about that to start with? What is this college and what kind of things do you provide there?
Yeah, thank you. Carolina's College of Health Sciences is a single-focused institution, really growing and developing healthcare professionals. We are a talent pipeline for Atrium Health and the broader Charlotte healthcare community. And we offer programs from nursing, as we're going to talk about today, to imaging programs, to laboratory science programs, diagnostic programs, really ranging from baccalaureate degrees all the way to certificates, trying to meet that greater need that Charlotte has for healthcare professionals.
Okay. How long has the college been in existence?
You know, we take our roots all the way back to the founding of Atrium Health back in the 1940s when the original hospital, Charlotte Memorial Hospital, started a nursing program. And in fact, the not long after that, in the mid-40s, they started a laboratory science program, and we still have that program operating today. It's the longest operating program at the college. But really, as the institution we are today, is Carolina's College of Health Sciences, we formed in the early 90s.
Okay. And now, is there a campus here in Charlotte, or do you offer online programs too, or how does that work?
A little bit of both. We have a campus. We're off of Tavola Road in the Waterridge Office Park, and yet most of our courses are online, and many of our programs are online.
Wow, that's a great way, I would assume, to be able to meet people's needs like that, to be able to offer it online as well as in the classroom.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's changed a little bit with COVID. It allowed us to get online like many institutions did. And we found the flexibility for our students and our faculty and staff in continuing to offer some of our courses online to be worth the time and the effort. And it's worked for us.
Okay. How many people attend the college on a regular basis? And how many graduates do you put out per year?
Yeah, so we tend to have enrollment of the course for a year, about 600 students, and we look at that as kind of a total headcount over the year. And we graduate about 200 students a year. Wow. In our various programs.
Okay, and I would assume that there's a pretty good job market out there for these graduates.
Yeah, about 95% of them go immediately to work for Atrium Health or one of our other healthcare facilities. It is right now a very, very strong job market for healthcare professionals.
Wow. Well, I know, as I was saying, nursing is certainly one of those professions. You guys now, the Carolina's College of Health Sciences, has this really neat new program, this new partnership with community colleges here in North Carolina, the Fair Transfer Promise Agreement. Tell us about this program and what its goal is.
So let me give you a little bit of just a little bit of background on it, just to kind of explain it, and then we'll talk a little more about it. So we started a baccalaureate degree, an RN to BSN, a completion program for nurses, a few years ago, primarily because we wanted to have an opportunity for our own nursing students in our associate degree program to have the ability to, you know, earn that advanced degree, as well as the many nurses in Atrium Health who are wanting to get a baccalaureate degree and have that advanced opportunity. So we started our program, and it's been pretty successful for us. And as we built that program, we wanted to expand opportunity for other nursing students, particularly those who may not have to come to Charlotte, supporting those other communities around the state, particularly those places where Atrium Health may have a facility or, you know, a location. So we started this Fair Transfer Promise Agreement to reach out to our community college partners in their RN to BSN, in their back associate degree nursing programs, so they would have an opportunity to get that advanced degree in nursing. And the beautiful thing about this is they don't have to leave their community. This is a fully online program, so they can stay and work in the community where they learned and where they're now working and still earn this degree.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the go from the AA to the baccalaureate degree. What is the typical path for a nurse, and what's the difference between what can they do with the AA as opposed to what can you do? What's the benefit of moving on and getting that BSN?
It's a great question, and nursing is so interesting in the fact that, you know, there's many pathways into nursing. You have very base level nursing with your nursing assistants and your licensed practical nurse, or LPNs. You know, those are certificate programs that happen across the state and really have a place in nursing. Your pre-licensure programs, which means those are programs where students are seeking to become a nurse, an RN, can happen at the associate degree or bachelor's degree level. And, you know, we have those, again, those programs all over the state as well. Many community colleges offer an RN program, an associate degree program. Many of our public and private four-year institutions offer nursing programs at the baccalaureate level. So there's a lot of pathways in. The beauty of advancing from just the RN license, whether that you come from an associate degree or what, to a baccalaureate level is, you know, just that advanced care, that advanced practice, that opportunity just to promote and, you know, evolve yourself within your own career. Many hospitals have an expectation that their nursing staff will advance from an associate degree or an RN license to a bachelor's degree. You know, even beyond that, they want to move up into management or some other, you know, clinical specialty roles. So there's plenty of opportunity for career advancement. And this is just one of those steps in earning that baccalaureate degree.
Are there differences between what nurses with the AA or the RN can do as opposed to one with the baccalaureate when they're actually in their field?
No, there's not. So if you're both pre-licensed, then, you know, you can do that as an associate degree or a baccalaureate degree. Okay. So if you come in as a registered nurse right out of a program, again, whether associate or baccalaureate, you're a nurse and you're doing exactly what the same, you know, can do regardless of that degree level. This just gives you more opportunity for future growth and advancement.
I gotcha. Okay. So now when was this program started and who's the first partnership with?
So the program, we just kicked it off this year and we just started building partnerships. And our very first partner was Richland Community College. And, you know, we had a great time going out there and doing a fun signing ceremony with them. And we're now working through and inviting other community colleges to partner with us as well.
Okay. And so how does the program itself work? If you have the AA and then do you automatically get into the program here, or do you have to meet certain requirements? What do you have to do to be a part of this program?
Yeah, so we've identified a few requirements, you know, like a certain GPA requirement, and there's some coursework you have to complete. And you certainly have to complete your associate degree program and earn your nursing license. But once you do those steps, then we give you a guaranteed admission into our RN to BSN program, regardless of where you're coming from. Again, we want to, you know, build the capacity of our nurses across the state and do that in a way where they can stay where they are, whether that's in Atrium Health's footprint or, you know, maybe in a rural environment like Richmond, and, you know, being able to, you know, support their growth and for nurses in that community.
I would assume that that's got to be a huge draw for people to be able to advance their degree, but not have to leave home and to be able to still work and do it. What has the response been so far from, I know you just kicked it off, but what's the response been in terms of nurses who want to be a part of this program?
Yeah, so we're starting to see that now in some applications coming from these community colleges as their students are graduating, completing this spring, And we're getting a lot of feedback from our community college partners as we reach out to them and talk to them, some follow-up conversations, maybe even developing deeper partnerships with some other community colleges. So it's been a lot of interest. I anticipate that by the time fall comes around, really maybe even by the time we get to 2023, we'll start seeing the real benefits of this for our college and hopefully for the students at the community colleges.
Okay. Now, how long does it take to participate in the program? I mean, if you enroll like this fall, and how long does it take to go through it and get that that higher degree?
It depends how aggressive the student wants to be. It can be done in 12 to 18 months, but many of these students are working as nurses, and right now that's that takes a lot of time and effort and toll on folks as they work. So they could take a little longer than that. They need to, but we have some who are very aggressive when they get this degree completed, and they're doing it in 12 to 18 months.
What are the types of courses that they'll take when they're enrolled in the online program?
So we've created a curriculum that really is slightly different than the average RN to BSN program across the state. We did it in partnership with our clinical partners at Atrium Health, trying to think about the future. So they're going to be really looking, at diversity and inclusion initiatives across healthcare. They're going to be looking at social disparities in our communities, really thinking about the research side of it, really preparing that nurse to think a little bit beyond just that bedside, but how that bedside work that they may be doing impacts the broader community of that patient they're caring for. So it really is a broad curriculum trying to think about the future of healthcare.
Wow, I say that's not the answer I expected. I was thinking more like clinical things, but that's how healthcare has changed. And has the pandemic impacted the coursework as well?
So not so much the coursework, but certainly the delivery, as we talked about earlier, being able to have fully online in many of our programs, or at least a hybrid approach, has been caused by that. The unique thing about this RN to BSN program is we don't have to do a lot of clinical because they're coming to us with that degree, okay, and they're already a nurse. So they've had their clinical exposure. They've been in the hospital doing all of those bedside clinical skills they learned already. They're a nurse. What we want to do is take them and advance them. So we've created a curriculum that really we think does that in a way that is a little unique to the typical program.
Okay. We're speaking with Dr. Hampton Hopkins. He is the president of the Carolinas College of Health Sciences, located here in Charlotte. We're talking about this new program, the Fair Transfer Promise Agreement, to help nurses advance their education. Dr. Hopkins, why is this such an important thing to do? I mean, as I was mentioning, maybe the shortage of nurses and difficulty in filling all that. I know that I've heard that since the pandemic began, and even before, that there's a difficulty in filling nurse positions. Why is a program like this so important? How do you feel like it will really help address that shortage?
So, this is one of those programs that's going to give that longevity to a nurse to be able to really move in their career. And so, if you have nurses who are who are becoming more tenured in their role, so 2, 3, 4, 6 years in their role, this gives them opportunity to do that. This really allows them to earn that next level degree, really kind of begin to get their skills as a nurse developed and built, and then even to potentially move into those management roles with a master's degree, or even some different clinical roles with either other advanced degrees. But it allows that opportunity for them to continue to move up the pipeline, move into those career opportunities, and then allows additional nurses to come behind them with their from those pre-licensure programs, and then continue that path all the way through. Right now, we just cannot have enough nurses in our hospitals and healthcare system. We are continuing to try to expand at all levels. So our associate degree program is looking to grow as well, and this is just another opportunity just to keep that pipeline moving.
So now, what sort of prompted the whole beginning of this partnership? I mean, I know you were saying that you've got the program already here in place to help people advance, but then to bring it statewide, is it more in rural areas that need this more, or do they not have as much opportunity, or is it just, like I said, just to give everybody that opportunity?
So it's a little both, right? So there are some places where there's just limited opportunity, and we found that in Richmond with our first partner. But there are also places where there are many opportunities for nurses. So it just gives them another option. a different focus. Our curriculum is slightly different, like we said. So we think we offer, you know, something that's a little unique. We're part of Atrium Health, which is a wonderful hospital, you know, hospital system, our healthcare system, and is well respected. And so that draws some attention for us. You know, we're throughout the Southeast in many places. It also allows us then to just to provide an opportunity in some places where we haven't been present. And just a good opportunity for our college to, as you said at the beginning of this interview, to expand awareness about who we are. So really, it's just kind of a combination of many things that made us do this. We also feel like that this is really something we're trying to give as much transfer credit to these community college students as we can. That's why we've called it the Fair Promise Transfer, is because we want them to come to us with as much credit as they can get at their community college. And that's how we built this partnership. And then for them to earn that degree in as quick of amount of time as they can.
Is that something that's been difficult in the past to get all those credits to transfer to programs?
You know, college by college is very different, and some institutions have more challenging, opportunities for transferring credit than others. We saw it before we had a baccalaureate program in the cases for our students sometimes going to earn that bachelor's degree. Always having a little bit of struggle sometimes to get credit to transfer. And we wanted to make sure that we weren't a college that was doing that, that we were giving them as much opportunity to transfer those credits as they could.
Okay. So now the program, is it going to be, it's going to start every fall? Is that when people would enroll to start in the course?
So our RN to BSN program actually starts 5 times a year.
Okay.
So we have, our classes are offered in 7-week terms, and so they can start twice in the spring, once in the summer, and twice in the fall. So we have a really ongoing admission cycle with that program. Most of the folks we've been communicating with, most of the community colleges we've been talking to, those students were applying to start in the fall or maybe the early spring in those cycles. But yeah, we want this cycle to keep moving, so we bring students in as often as we can.
Okay. And now you mentioned that you're starting to expand to other community colleges. Is the goal to get throughout North Carolina? And is there any potential to go farther than that under Atrium's footprint of the Southeast?
That's a really great question. We've communicated with every community college in North Carolina that has an associate degree nursing program. And we've talked to many of them and are continuing to talk to others. We're beginning conversations with the South Carolina Technical College, Community College system as well. And we're beginning to think about how this might expand into Atrium's footprint, you know, in Georgia. And now with the potential announcement of, you know, our partnership up in the Midwest, what that might look like if we, you know, were to, you know, offer some of these same kinds of courses there. The beauty about our RN to BSN program and some of our other baccalaureate programs is they are fully online, so they are transportable anywhere in the nation. And really try to meet that need as our healthcare system grows. We want to kind of be able to grow across that footprint with them.
Some people might hear that and say, wow, how can you teach nursing online? But like you said, they've done the clinical aspect of it already. But and it sounds like it's a pretty intensive course if it's 12 to 18 months with, you know, being really focused on it without working. How do you teach nursing online and not having people come into a classroom environment?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask that question, and it's not as unique at the RN to BSN level as it is at the pre-licensure or associate degree or baccalaureate level. Because many of these RN to BSN programs are designed for that working nurse, and so the maximum flexibility in this didactic content is really what the market is driving right now. We want more of that. But it is, you know, there are things they have to do. So they have some, you know, a clinical project they do, but they can do that from wherever they are, and they work with our faculty to designate that. So instead of having to come to us and do a clinical experience, they do a project in their community. Many of what happens is, you know, they're working nurses. They're doing something that impacts the area they work in, the unit they work on, the hospital they work for, the community they're in. So they don't have to leave. They just create something at home and do that. So it does have, you know, that experiential or that hands-on kind of component to it as well, that it kind of, you know, allows that opportunity to really dive in a little deeper.
Okay. And when you bring that up and how they're doing it in their own communities, I was thinking of this at first from, it's beneficial to the nurse to be able to do this, but it sounds like it's obviously, it must be beneficial to their hospital and where they're working and their communities for them to advance their degree as well? How does it help the hospital or the medical environment that they're in for them to advance their degree?
Yeah, so there's some research out there that says, you know, the baccalaureate nurse is, maybe has a little better advantage in bedside care and outcomes of patients. I don't know if that's true or not true, but, you know, there's some support of that. Certainly hospitals are seeking increased baccalaureate level nurses for many reasons. And there is value there for them. Again, it's that pipeline approach, that opportunity to continue to build that need. Many hospitals are seeking magnet status, which offers, which has a certain baccalaureate percentage they want in their hospitals. And then, it's just that also that need and desire for many of us in education, or many of us individually, to earn, that advanced degree or continue that lifelong learning. It's particularly true in healthcare. I think that there are a lot of pathways from, certificate level programming all the way up to higher level or advanced degrees. We see much of that in healthcare, like other industries, and it's just a natural progression, natural opportunity. And many hospitals support it through, and support their employees through educational assistance and other things like that. So there's really a value behind advanced degrees, continuing your education, and supporting it from a hospital perspective.
Seems like this, obviously, just the college in general, the College of Carolina's College of Health Sciences, is obviously, like you said, a pipeline for Atrium. And then now to expand it, statewide and potentially more than that, that's got to be a great way for Atrium to bring nurses into their system.
Well, that's exactly the reason we're doing what we're doing is our associate degree program is what really drives that entry level pre-licensure nurse, into our hospitals and across our healthcare system. This is just an opportunity to continue their desire to learn and the need for them to advance. And it is, our first and primary focus is to do this within our own healthcare system and across its footprint in North Carolina and beyond.
All right. Wonderful. It sounds like a really great program, and that will benefit all of us probably at some point whenever we're involved having to go to the doctor's office or the hospital or wherever. It's a win-win for everybody, it sounds like.
It sounds like it to me too. As I get older, I've been at Carolina's College for many, many years, and we've been involved in preparing a lot of healthcare providers. I think to myself, we've done a really, really good job of having those people out there who will one day take care of me or my family when I have that need in our healthcare system. And so, yes, it's almost a personal, drive for when you're in this world and in this business. But we have great students and great graduates, and we have them all over our healthcare system, and we're very proud of the work they're doing.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about this today. I really appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate your time and your interest in this. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Hampton Hopkins. He is the president of the Carolina's College of Health Sciences, located here in Charlotte, part of Atrium Health. And we've been discussing the Fair Transfer Promise Agreement, which is helping nurses advance their education here from all over the state, and hopefully one day from the Southeast and into the Midwest and wherever else Atrium goes. So, Dr. Hopkins, thank you again so much today for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, that wraps it up for Carolina Focus. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Remember those who gave their lives for our own freedom here in America. Talk to you all next week, right here on Carolina Focus.